Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Joining us live this morning, Pastor James Giles of Buffalo Peacemakers, to talk about a resolution from Zanetta Everhart of the Common Council to ban teens 17 and under from festivals in the city of Buffalo. Pastor, thank you for the time this morning. This is because of teen violence, she says, which is out of control. Peacemakers seem to be everywhere in the city. What are you seeing, especially this summer?
So, yeah, the fact that our youth are engaged in violent behavior, several reasons now contributing to that. And one of the primary reasons is they have an increase in gang activities, meaning they're joining clubs, they're joining crews, because there's an offensive, you know, where individuals are bullying, individuals are taking advantage of other people, they're making accusations, they're making threats, they're talking about loved ones, that whether their fathers, their parents, they're talking about members of their crew that may have died. So that has created so much tension throughout the city of Buffalo as it relates to young African-American boys. But the girls are just as intense, and just in terms of they've learned a pattern of wanting to beef with each other and wanting to take it to the streets in terms of fighting. So that's a problem that we have citywide, and we've had that problem for some time. But as it relates to festivals, the festival just happens to be the playground where they're going to take some of their actions, because they're able to avoid each other during the course of a normal day. They know they're at odds, you know, they don't show up at those places or spaces where they'd be. They're not entering to each other's territory and all those kind of things. So Juneteenth festival happens to be a gathering that draws everyone. They can hide amidst the crowds that are there. And so that's why you find so much activity around festivals, violent activity around festivals. But the greater problem is, and the solution that our council member has kind of put forth is they want to engage youth with adult programs. You know, they want to hold adults more responsible, accountable. They want youth, she's encouraging youth to engage with adults, engage with programs like community-based organizations. There's a lot of hardworking and very dedicated people that work with these community-based organizations that really want the best for our youth. We construct programs, you know, Back to Basics has one, Most Valuable Parents has programs, you know, there are so many programs there, and they're very good ones. So she's encouraging youth, let's link up with those individuals, right? And they can hide behind us, you know, individuals that we have in our HEAT program, which is about 60, where they're not engaged in violent activity, and over 60% of them were before they were. But they now have developed a relationship with adults that speak into their life, that actually care for them, and that's all they want to know from adults is, you know, you all really care. Now, there is a very, very small element that don't care about anything. And they have mental health issues. They are angry at society. They're angry at their family. They're angry because their father left them. You got a very small element that's hell-bent on fighting, hell-bent on doing mayhem. And so, but it's a small element, and we're able to capture them with the help of probation and other departments and other things in law enforcement, because they eventually find themselves in front of a judge. I'm encouraging legislation. You know, you got to get judges the power to do more instead of just releasing them back in the community. You got to mandate them to be linked up with some kind of program. You know, so it's just a collective problem that requires everybody. And I think that was Councilmember Everhart's message. You know, listen, we have to lead as adults. We have to lead into this issue, or it's going to continue to be an issue here, and it's going to affect, you know, not just this greatest, one of the greatest African-American culture events in this country, but it's going to affect other events.
Well, Pastor Giles, thanks for being with us this morning. Pastor James Giles with the Buffalo Peacemakers on this idea of banning kids 17 and under from festivals if they're not accompanied by an adult in the city of Buffalo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.